wireless of it. So I'm like, if I just have the audio, then I mean, it could always just be like.
Oh, it has in-body memory? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So I'm just trying things a little bit different, dude. I found this out the other day with the lady that I did the podcast with.
Hold on. Let me warm up.
Oh, I thought you went already. My bad.
I got to warm up too.
Because when you guys came in here last time with you and Alex, you just set up the tripod and just kind of like leave it there for you, then I'm guessing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a sense. I mean, I kept going up and checking on it, but it doesn't really bother anyone. If it does, I'll just move it.
I didn't know if anybody had ever said anything to you or not.
Nah, not yet.
That was good. I don't know if you want to put it more on, like, the beater instead.
Is it falling off to the side?
A little bit. I just think that might be a little bit better. That's one of the tips I grabbed for too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're good, man. You need 5 or 10 or 2.5? 5? Yeah, I got you, brother. Because I did a podcast the other day, receiver getting right on with that one. Transmitter. Just put this at 1. Put you at 1 as well. But I found that out after the fact because, like, the first time it didn't record for one of the podcasts that we did. So,
and you still had audio.
But I erased the memory. I formatted that card. I haven't checked it quite yet, but I don't think I have it with Emma, which is kind of a downside, but I don't know, dude. I'm trying something different because, like, I figure we have conversations like this, and sometimes people will listen mainly, primarily, just to, like, the audio aspect of it, but they won't watch the video. So I was like, if it's more of a genuine conversation type of thing, there might be more value to it. Because I don't know if you saw the video that I just uploaded the most video on the channel as well, too, where it's just 7.5 hours, just, like...
I have not seen that.
Like, that's all it is, and it's just... It's me just going through what I did in the month of December. Like, no hard cuts or edits or anything like that. It's just, like... This is what happened, and this is what I did.
I think if you can find people that enjoy talking at the gym, it would be cool to watch.
Yeah.
Like Sam Sword, watching him work out and talk, is fun.
But it's because I've only seen some of his clips where he's never really talking with anybody else. It doesn't seem like.
Right.
So he's barely talking to himself.
That's what I mean, because usually a lot of people are so focused on their workout they don't want to be talking to other people. But if you can find the people that want to work out and talk, I think that'd be great.
So that's all I have, dude. It's just that. Like, that's it. Like, that's what I know. That's how I have been doing it. That's how, like, when you're, like, you come and work out and you get so focused and you don't talk to anybody. I'm like, if you're with me, like, that's just not how it's going to work unless I'm in that mindset where I'm just, like, if I knew that, like, you wanted to push yourself and go to that, like, to that next level, I'd be like, all right, we'll just shut up and we'll just go. But I was just, like, I wasn't getting that vibe from you today, so...
I mean, it's mainly probably because I haven't been here in a while. So I want to, like, get back at it. But, I mean, if you're the person I'm working out with, I can easily talk to you, no problem.
Which I guess I could always do gym podcasts without having audio on. Or without having a visual.
Maybe.
That could possibly work.
Well, the visuals are fun as well.
That is true. It's just it's a matter of trying to keep... I feel like everything else, like being cognizant of everybody else at the gym as well, too.
Good news, I haven't lost too much strength.
Good.
Let's go.
Do 25. 25s?
Yeah, got it.
That's a poor design.
Yeah.
yeah, I heard about this gym. That girl that I told you I was talking with, mm-hmm. I ended up, her and I ended up separating because I went out to Idaho Springs and went into like the caves and everything like that, and I got super stoned, and like after I came out, I was like, my heart was just like pounding out of my chest, and I was like, all right, I need to address something that I'm not addressing right now. So I ended up doing that and talking to her, and I was like, yeah, I just don't think that this is gonna go in the right direction or the right place. I was sad. I mean, she was a little frustrated at it as well too, but I was just like, it was I think it was what we had to do, but I should have been at it a lot sooner and just trusted my intuition with not making her anything other than like a client or a coach of some sort. So
that's not the right head for it.
You guys mind if I borrow a 5? Nah, man, all yours. You need a 45 too, you can.
Fuck, that's not the right head for it.
Well, I guess we'll just do audio. Or you can do handheld stuff too if you want to, like whenever I'm lifting.
When you go up to like 2 plates or more, mm-hmm. if you are, then I'll do some handheld stuff.
Okay.
Just so we have like...
Well, you said you were wanting to get clips of me at the gym, so I figured like could do that.
Right.
So, because I'll go up to 225 after this one.
Rookie mistake. Benched in a while?
No, I benched on Wednesday? No, Tuesday. I think I benched on Tuesday. So, but yeah, no, I just learned this thing today right before I came up and lived with you. And it was talking about how, like, people in therapy, Freud discovered this. Where it's just like sometimes in therapy and coaching, there can be I wouldn't say a parasympathetic, but it's like people will gain feelings for each other. In said relationships, so like say there's a male therapist and a female like client, sometimes that male therapist will become attracted to the female, the female will be attracted to the male.
Really?
And there was a thing that he said where it's just like, when you're doing therapy, and like say you sleep with your therapist or whatever, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for them? And I was just like,
Yeah, are you trying to be better or are you trying to fix them?
Yeah, but that's the crazy thing, because like, you could think that that is you fixing them, but it's also like it's not really the right way to go about doing that.
Right.
You want a 10 or you want to stay with the 135 or what are you thinking?
I'm going to do this one more time and then probably on my third set I'll add some 10s
mm-hmm.
just so I can get those muscles warmed back up.
Cool.
Ugh. Let's see, I didn't get to count how many I did last time. And I'm not even on creatine anymore, so if I can still get the same numbers, I'll be very happy.
It's good, dude. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me 2 more. 7. 8. You got 10. 2 more. Let's go. 9. 10. Push. Do you drive with your legs at all?
Kind of.
Okay. So we can work on that as well too. Because
Should I be using more legs or less?
So you can be using a lot more legs. So like let's say I'm here. So like my legs, because like your legs are gonna be a driving force for you getting your bench up.
Really?
So like when I'm pushing and doing my bench, I'm almost like my legs are fully engaged right now. But right now, they're not. So I'm not really pushing with my legs, but I'm almost driving back as I push. And that's why sometimes like you'll see people's asses come off the bench because they're driving with their legs so much.
Okay.
So like the bench is also a full body lift, just as like the squat or like a deadlift is.
Okay.
And I used to think that it was just like an upper body thing, but I've come to realize it is more of like a full body aspect of it.
Okay. Yeah, I do try to use my legs, but I'll be more mindful of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I think it's, like, it's pretty good. Yeah, like, it takes time because I didn't do it at first either. Like, I didn't even know about it until I started lifting with Steve. And he helped me get my bench up, like, tenfold because I started to use other muscles and other parts of my body that I didn't know. It's like, you also want to be able to, like, bring your back back. So, like, when I'm here, like, so, like, when I take the bar off and I'm coming down, like, my back's already tight. So if I just release my back, the bar is moving without me even having to move, like, my arms or anything like that.
Okay. How much you want to add?
45.
Plate. I'm assuming I don't have to plug in the mics to this.
No, I mean, because there's onboard audio on that, right? Like, I mean, if you wanted to, but because, like, do you have onboard audio on that without having it? So, like, we can always sync it up afterwards, or I can share this audio file with you. Okay. You can always sync it up within.
Right, right.
I think you use Premiere, but there's probably a way to sync it up into whatever you are using.
I'll figure it out. DaVinci is very.
And plus, like, when I'm lifting, dude, I'm not going to be talking.
Right.
Give me, like, 20 seconds.
I probably won't even use that much audio.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, like, the sound of the gym, the ambient sounds.
Which, I mean, that you could always get from your onboard camera, I would assume.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Let me get all the settings dialed in real quick.
Yeah, no worries. That view of the mountains, dude. So cool.
I'm dropping the white balance so we can get that cool white blue colors.
Like I said, I trust you. You're the expert when it comes down to these types of things with your camera. Like, these are things that I never studied myself when I was doing them. So, yeah, like, I mean, you can kind of tell where, like, I'm driving my legs a little bit to get that weight up.
Right.
So. Oh. I also slipped up a little bit when I took it off the bar, and I'm like,
shit. Don't worry, you got more chances.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried. Not worried in the least.
That's what I gotta teach my dad, to not be worried.
Yeah, dude, that whole thing. Like, are you talking about the twins or what?
Not that, but he's very focused on just what could happen or what might happen in the future. That it creates a lot of fear and it just stops him from doing things overall.
Yeah.
So that's something me and my stepmom have been trying to help him get over for the past 3 years, but it's still at such a high level, like, it's just really bad.
Well, it could just be so ingrained, like, in himself that he doesn't know any other way of doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's just all he has ever known. So, like, when that's all you know, what else are you supposed to do? And it could very well stem back from, like, past events or experiences that he probably had as a child or something like that. Because I know that's where applied to myself as well, too. But it's just, like, understanding. Because, like, we seem to look for traits or characteristics that, like, we are familiar with from, like, say the past. So you just want to relive those things over and over again. Mm-hmm. But by acknowledging them, then we can kind of overcome them and start doing things a little bit differently next time they come around.
Yeah, I mean, he's mainly scared of losing what he's built.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to go through so much and give so much effort in from being able to transition from just a factory worker into an IT worker, mm-hmm. and actually have a decent income now, have a proper family, have a good house, that he's just always so worried about losing it. Because sometimes when he does talk, he does say, like, when you're spent so much building something, you're afraid to lose it. Mm-hmm. So that fear just blocks him from moving forward or even moving back or anything at all.
What is also, is it ever really lost? Like, because, like, do you ever really lose anything? Because he clearly still has the skills and the characteristics and the traits to be able to make, like, he could always go back and rebuild it type of thing. Yes, it will take some time, but I do understand the fear. But it's also like, if you have fear, then you can't allow, like, other aspects. Like, I guess I look at it from, like, nature doesn't fear, like, if a forest fire comes. Like, if a forest fire comes and destroys all the trees are just going to be rebuilt in a more beautiful way type of thing. So I think sometimes that destruction or that willingness to fail brings up a new life that we never even imagined.
Right. That's a great way to look at it. I'm going to tell him that for sure.
Go for 12 if you can.
12? That's my creatine number right there.
You got 12. I got you. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Come on. Seven. Eight.
I might need help.
Yep, I got you. Come on. Nine. It's all good. That's what we want.
Yeah, usually on like my second set, mm-hmm. I get that high number and then it just starts going down from there.
So I think, and this could just be me, but like, because I do it on squats where like I hold it, but like squats I feel like are different holding the weight up because like you have more like, your legs, you're used to standing up straight, but like on bench, like if you're holding the weight like out in front of you, with your arms straight, it's like you're putting so much more strain on yourself that you don't need to be putting on yourself. So it's almost like if you need a rest, I won't say it's good to rest down at the bottom, but like if you have a spotter like me, like you can rest, but it's also a lot harder to get out of the hole. So like I tried my best not to rest for more than like one or two breaths if I am resting on that, just because otherwise it does start to kind of like it fatigues me a little bit and I can't get as many reps as I wanted to.
Right. I don't remember sometimes when I just go through it, I do get higher numbers. Yeah, I think it just comes down to like that mental block, like mm-hmm. limiting, my mental limiting
me. Well, so think about it this way, like, I'm here for you, so like, I'm not gonna let the bar crush you. So like, that mental aspect of it, like, at least that's where I would always get stuck, is like, oh, the bar's gonna fall on me and crush me and I'm not gonna be able to get it up. I think changing that to being like, well, you're here to help me, and like, you're like, I know I can do this weight already. You're just taking off that like 10 pounds that I can't get up right now because I'm like struggling or whatever it may be.
Right.
Let's toss on a 10. See if I can find one.
Spot or record this?
Actually, I'll be good on this one. Plenty of spot on the next one.
Okay.
It's more of just like a safety precaution type of thing for right. myself.
Now, that's where the tripod would have came in handy, but I started switching everything to the Arca Swiss mount.
Mm-hmm.
And since I didn't bring my full backpack with me, the old tripods thing is in the backpack.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, the new Swiss mount that you have is... I'm guessing it's easier to transfer from tripod to tripod and you just kind of keep it locked on.
It's like the most modern and simplest one that a lot of different companies are adapting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also trying to make everything that so I can just quickly take my camera off and then clip it onto the next one instead of having to unscrew the mount, put a new mount on.
Because you're wanting tripods and like, you're wanting to be able to have, like, a handheld one, right? And, like, a gimbal and everything like that. And I'm guessing the Arca Swiss mount can go from
that one also has the Arca Swiss mount. Yeah. I got a little tripod. That's the main one that came with the Arca Swiss mount.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get the stabilizer, it's going to have the same mount. And when I upgrade my tripod, that one's also going to have the same Arca Swiss mount. So it's all going to be on the same ecosystem
mm-hmm.
for product efficiency.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that'll be good then, if that's the case.
All right.
At what, 255? 245, 225, 245.
Yep. I think I'm gonna be done with the bench because you say we still wanna do the dumbbell incline press, right?
Yeah.
That one's gonna be like one of the most fatiguing, so.
Just drop the weight.
You drive a hard bargain.
Cause I still wanna go up.
I'll do another plate then.
You said you wanted to do my workout, didn't you?
That's true. I did say that. I'll probably regret it by the end of the day, but.
I mean, if you don't want me to break you, then I mean, I don't have to. Like, you can stop and I'll keep working out on bench, but I don't
see that.
You know,
that's not the type of person I am.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd rather be broken so then I can rebuild stronger.
Exactly. It's the only way we do grow. I mean, if you just want to go for like three sets of five now, if you want to, like
let's
we
do
can
it.
Do that. Which if we're gonna do that, let's toss on a. You want a five or a 2.5 on each side?
You want me to go up two?
Yeah.
Let's do the five.
You want a five? An extra 10 pounds.
You know what? Let's just do a 10.
So you want 2 10s on each side? So like a 10 and a 10. So you want.
Actually,
no.
Let's do 5 and then 10 on the last one.
Okay.
Because we still have 2 more sets, right?
I mean, dude, I've done bench for a full hour before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, like, when you start to go up in weight, you need to give yourself more time to recover in between sets. So, it's like, because, like, with powerlifting, if you want to go up in your bench and you want to have a stronger bench, like, you need more time to rest and recover. That's why typically I'll do, like, 2 to 3, like, 5, or... like 3 to 5 minutes in between, so I give my body enough time to recover for that next one that I'm gonna do, so then I can just do like the 1 explosive or the 3 explosive or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure since you're getting around 9 to 10 at 135, we could add on an additional 10 pounds to bring you up to 145. And I feel like if you can get sets of 5 easy on 145, then we can go up to 165 or just add on a 2.5 and get you up to 160 instead.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're going for strength. If you're going for more aesthetic stuff, then obviously we'd rather drop down the weight and have you go from like 10 to 12 reps or 12 to 15 reps. So I don't know which one you're more wanting to go with.
Is there a balance?
I mean, for what I've always done is I've always aimed for sets of 5 to 10 because I get the strength aspect from it and I also get the aesthetics from it too.
Okay. Because I would love to hit 2 plates,
mm-hmm.
but my main focus, I want it to be more aesthetics.
Yeah. So if you want to hit 2 plates, like, I mean, it's best. That's why, like, doing sets of 5 here will be good because sets of 5 will build up the strength and will also get you the aesthetics as well, too. Because then we can drop down and you can do sets of, like, 10 to 12 at, like, what would that be? 70 plus 30 at, like, 105, 110 or something like that and do sets of, like, 10, 12 there where it's, like, it's easy enough where, like, you're still struggling and you're not completely killing yourself.
Okay. Let's do this. I wish I took pre.
You're good, dude.
I don't need pre.
You don't need it.
I had coffee, but that was because I like coffee. Not
if you're relying on stuff on stimulants, what are you gonna do when you don't have it?
Thanks. What do you say about creatine?
Creatine's always giving me headaches, so I just can't take it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't drink enough water. Like, I get almost blackout headaches, especially if I start to do heavy weight on, like, the leg press or squats or something like that. Like, I just can't breathe, so I'm just like, I just don't take it anymore.
Huh. Yeah, you need to be drinking a lot more water.
Yep, exactly.
I found that when I'm taking creatine, I drink so much more water, so I might go back on creatine just so I can be drinking more water.
Yeah, I mean, if it works for you, then I mean, I say stick with it, but for me personally, I couldn't do it, man.
All right. Why? That's only 10 pounds. Why does it feel so heavy? Ah, lightweight, baby.
There you go.
Lightweight.
Three.
Lightweight.
Two more. Four.
Lightweight. One more.
I got you. Oh.
Oh.
You psyched yourself out. I tapped it. You're like, oh, he's taking it. So you gave up type of thing.
I don't think it's that. It's that, like, I have 100% power, and then it just drops to zero out of nowhere.
Where do you think that comes from?
Good question. Let's find out.
245s and 210s. This is actually a genius idea, don't you think? I think so. Because I don't know 10s. Got one. Another one.
Instead of 210s, why don't you just do a 25?
Because when you get up in this weight, dude, like, you know how you were like...
The 10 pounds made such a difference.
Because as you start to go up in these types of weight, it just makes everything... Like, it's not the 10 pounds that adds a lot, it's all the other weight behind it that is just like, this is a lot. So we'll see how this goes. If this goes well, then I'll go up to 25. But I gotta test it out first, so I'd rather do 225 plus 40 is 265. So we'll do 265 for one. About 20 seconds ish, maybe 30. So how'd that last one feel for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, with a plate and a 10, I was able to get like 4 reps in, my best, before I took a month long break.
But like just what you did just now, like how did those 5 feel at 145?
Way more than it should have. I might just keep those on for this next one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do one more heavy and we'll probably go down and see how that goes.
So for this heavy type of weight, should I be spotting with 2 hands or 1 hand?
So you probably won't need to spot me on this one. If you do, okay. Like, so don't touch it unless I say like help or something like that. Like, right. You'll know, like, if no matter how slow the weight is moving,
when
don't
you go
touch
back
it.
Down, I can I'll know.
Yeah, so I'll be like help or something. Like, I'll say something, you'll be like okay, and then from there, like, you don't have to like grab a whole lot, but like typically what I would do is I just put like both hands, but like you don't have to grab it, because like clearly I can do this weight, like the 225. Mm-hmm. So you're not helping me lift the 225, you're just helping take away like the 20 extra pounds that I put on.
Right.
So like, okay. But regardless of how slow it's moving, because most of the time like I'll take it off the rack and I'll go down decently ish slow, but on the way up sometimes it's just like...
But you can get through it.
It's this... I'm going this slow.
That's the best part of the set, where all your muscles are just working, and
yeah.
That's where it gets stronger, right?
Yeah.
Right, so before failure.
Exactly. So you'll know if I need help, but otherwise, like, in all likelihood,
yeah,
I should be good.
Fuck, dude. Lightweight.
Oh. It's rough, dude. But. Yeah, we can call it there if you want. I mean, if you want to do one more set, I want to do at least one working set at 225. And we can go on the dumbbells.
Do you want to keep going?
So I want to do one working set at 225.
Uh-huh.
And then we can go to dumbbells. So I don't know if you want to do one more at 145 or if you're wanting to call what you just did good. We'll leave that up to you.
I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Just so I can still somewhat perform on the other ones. But if I hadn't taken a break, I would have been like, let's keep fucking going.
Yeah.
So maybe in like a few weeks, if you work out again,
mm-hmm.
then I want you to push me to my limit. And I'll try to push you to your limit as well. Because yeah. even the, you were trying to go up a 10, and I'm just like, no, just go 25.
Yeah, see, so you'll understand this. My friends know this too about me. Like, if I don't want to do something, it's not happening.
Okay.
Like, if I know, like, you can push me and push me and push me. But if I know that, like, I'll do it to the right extent, but I won't go, like, past that extent type of thing. So, like, I'll go as far as, like, okay, I know that I can do this type of thing, but I also know that, like, I'm not going to try to kill myself in the effort to prove something to somebody else type of thing.
That's a good point, but that's also boring.
Yeah, then I'm boring, I guess. But, like, if I find somebody else that's, like, it's tough because it, like, my buddy Steve, he would push me all the time to help me get to that next place. But it took time for me to get there. Because, like, I don't want to lift and hurt myself mm-hmm. and then be out of the gym because I feel like that's what happens too often. That's why, like, I'm giving you the freedom and the option to choose what you want to do because, like, I don't want to push you to the point where, like, fuck Caleb, I don't want to be here. Like, this is too much for me. I never want to come back to the gym type of thing.
I think that's never going to be like that.
I know you won't, but, I've seen that happen where it's just, like, people push themselves too hard, like, with running or biking or walking or exercising, and then they don't build up the habit because they're trying to do things that they themselves, like, they know they can do it, but they're doing it before their time type of thing. So I'd rather, like, look boring or look weak or whatever it is than be pushing myself to the place where I'm, like, I don't want to injure myself or hurt myself. And then be ashamed that I didn't hit the thing that I wanted to hit and then never come to the gym again. I'd rather be at a place to where I feel comfortable doing it and just go just a little bit out of my comfort zone, not like leaps and bounds of out of my comfort zone.
Okay. What about like just doing negatives? Like if you can do one rep and I grab it and I'm like two more and help you do two more.
Yeah, I don't even like that either.
You don't like those either?
No, I think it works for some people because I've trained with other guys where they love doing those types of things. And I'll do it more on, like, legs or something like that.
Mm.
But for bench, I'll do it on arms as well, too. Like, doing, like, if we do negatives or something like that, and you're doing preacher curls and you have it here, and, like, somebody's pulling down while I'm, like, fighting against it. Like, that I get, but, like, doing the bench, I feel like there's more risk for injury that can happen from doing things like that than there is to gain from it. Like, it's a short little thing, but I feel like it could break something or tear something that, like, you could, if you're just patient, like, you would get to that same place.
Okay, I'll leave that stuff for me and Alex.
Yeah, then. Like, I mean, if you guys want to do that and you want to, by all means, but, like, for me, dude, it's not how I train. It's not how I work.
I'll leave it for me and Alex. Dude, it just seems so high. I don't like that.
Is this only incline benches?
Yeah.
This is so weird.
Oh, you go high on incline.
No, I don't. But just like, it's fucking bizarre, dude. It's so high.
The sit butt part? Trust me, it does feel a little better.
Dude, it's just so fucking weird.
When you get used to it, I've found that it helps me more.
Really?
Yeah.
So strange. I feel like it's just pushing my fucking groin in.
What's your heavy weight on these?
What?
How high do you go on the dumbbells?
We'll see.
I like that answer.
40s right now is usually like a little warm up.
I'll do the same. Oh. I think the best I've hit on dumbbells has been 65.
65? We can get you up to that. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. More about control. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. There you go. Are you done with the 40s or are you gonna?
I'll go up.
Where do the 40s go?
It's like two sections.
Gotcha.
So it goes from like 10 all the way to high numbers. 40, 55. And then it resets in the middle and then starts from zero and goes high again. So these probably belong over there, unless if there's a third set of dumbbells. So we can just leave them right here under the other 40s.
Gotcha. Okay. So I typically go up by 15s.
15s?
Yeah, so 45, 55, and then we'll go, what would that be, 70, 85, and then maybe we'll go up to 100. We'll see how I'm feeling.
I'll stick with 55s.
Let's see how my elbow is. Oh, you want these, right?
I'll do 55.
You can always grab clips of me doing these as well, too.
I will. I was about to, but you just went at it so fast, I was like, oh. Get the next one. So
I mean, tell me to slow down if you need me to.
But. No, no, no. You go at your pace. I need to be matching you as a cameraman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm like, just ready to go type of thing, and it's just like.
Yeah. This is the first time we're working out together, so next time. I can definitely get much better clips.
Well, why not get the clips today? Like
that too.
That's what's going to change from today to the next one.
I'll be able to review the clips, and then.
But if you have no clips to review from today, how would you improve on the next
fit? Okay, okay.
It's excuses. We're making excuses.
I am making excuses.
Avoid excuses.
The little inner bitch in me.
Yeah. It's just confidence, dude. Like if something like, so. Scenarios, let's play it out real quick. These are scenarios that I would play in my head. It's just like, let's say we're filming. And somebody's like, what are you doing filming right now? It's just like, just filming. It's like, okay. Most likely it's not going to go past that said thing. But it's also like, we're just creating content. If somebody says something, it's just like, all right. And just kind of move past it. So like, I don't know. I'd just rather have things that are more, like I've told you before, I'd rather have like the genuine stuff than the non-genuine things. I feel like that's more of like where the connections and human like interactions come from type of thing. Mm-hmm. So like on this next set, like if you want to get it out and just like, I'll just do as I normally would, just like as if you're here and you're just like a silent observer type of thing. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Oh.
my strength is gone.
Okay, you're good.
That bench took out my strength.
So I'll tell you what I tell everybody else that lives with me. Do the weight that you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
Don't do the weight that I'm doing. Don't try to compete with me. Compete with yourself. So if you're having to stay at a lower weight, stay at a lower weight. If you just want to go up by fives, you can go up by fives. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go up by 15s or 10s or 20s. I've been doing this for 6 to 10 years at this point in time.
Ooh.
So don't expect to be moving at the rate that I am. Because I've been doing this for almost a decade at this point in time.
All right. In that case, let's look at 40s. Usually,
you can record this. I'll do this too. Freedom to do as we want, when we want. So we might as well make the most of it, right?
Exactly. Usually, in a week, I have 2 chests.
No, man. All yours high. I was gonna use it, dude. Cause like this bench is so like weird, but all yours. What were you saying?
Usually, I hit 2 chest days in a week,
mm-hmm.
and I try to separate. Like, one day I start with the bench, and I don't do this one. I do like lighter exercises for like the upper and lower,
mm-hmm.
and then the other day I start with this and don't do the bench.
Yeah.
So that way I can still be building strength and get the look as well. But when I do them back to back, my strength just drops.
Yeah.
Because that's how I was able to do 65s for like almost 8 reps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But since I did that, I'll just stick with 40s.
Yeah.
No need to overdo it.
So, and you see, like, so what just happened right there, like those are interactions that I feel like would be cool to have documented,
mm-hmm.
because it's just like, that's just how I typically am. It's like having the camera on and being like, oh, this is just how Caleb is. It's like, okay, here's a much more genuine reaction type of thing.
Because mm-hmm.
like clearly the guy, I feel like he was somewhat maybe intrigued or interested in like what we were doing. So he's like, that's just how I would always open up conversations. It's like, oh, you're using this. Then it's like, we can proceed to somewhere else. But it's like just opening that initial door
mm-hmm.
and seeing if the conversation wants to be taken somewhere else at that point in time.
Okay. Since we're both working out today, or like another time, do you want me to work out ahead of time and then just be your cameraman for that whole gym session?
Dude, I mean, I don't mind, like, I mean, because I take rest periods in between. So like, if you want, like during the rest period, like after you do your set, like if you want, then you can like get the camera and you can like do the things that you need to as I go get the weight and like start doing my rep. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I was originally under the impression that for today, like what, because you said you want to get clips of me working out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, just get clips of me working out. Like, it's just like us doing what we're doing, but you're just capturing said thing. So it's just like, nothing's changed other than it's just like being recorded. Type of thing. So it's the exact same as what we would typically be doing. And if you need me to hold a camera in between like you doing your set so you don't have to put it away every single time, I'm more than happy to do that for you as well too.
Okay, let's try it. I'll do this set and then drop it and then instantly start recording. And then we'll just keep it going. And when you're done, I'll hand it off to you. And then you can get a clip of me
yeah.
doing a rep. and we'll just keep it going.
Yeah, because that's what I did before when I was at, I did that with a different guy that I worked out with at a Grand Junction before, and like we just had the camera and we just changed clips of each of us working out type of thing.
All right, let's try it.
Yeah.
This is more of a new experience with me because the first time, the few times I have done this, it was just put it on a tripod and let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, having somebody else that knows camera experience and like has a background in it, like, can help.
That's very lucky for both of us. Is there a reason why you don't go all the way up?
Yeah.
And just like leave it over here?
I've just never like bending my elbows, like straining my elbows out all the way, has never been like a thing for me. So like I just like being able to just like stop here because like I'm still getting the full engagement.
Uh-huh.
But like me going here, it's the same thing with like say I'm doing leg press. Mm-hmm. I never want to extend my leg all the way. I was like keeping my leg just like slightly bent because I'm worried that if I straighten them out all the way.
Okay.
Three, four, five, six, seven.
And this is that we're doing shoulders after this, right?
Yeah, we'll just do three sets of shoulders. Maybe six, we'll see how I'm feeling.
Okay. What do you have in mind for shoulders?
I mean, we'll do side flies, we'll do front flies, we'll do some rear delts, probably do some shrugs. Maybe we'll do some presses, but I don't know if they need to do presses today or not. So we'll see on that front. So we'll see how I feel there. But yeah, for the most part, we'll do sides, fronts, rears, and then probably some shrugs too. But I just want to get up after we do two, maybe three more sets here, then we can move on and we can do shoulders at that point in time. I just did 70. You can always get other shots too, like if you don't want them just to be in the mirror. Like, I mean, you can always move around and like get like a side angle or something like that of me too.
Yeah.
Like feel free to be creative with like what you're doing and like what other people that you've seen online. Because like there's no right way or wrong way to do content or film things. It's what feels and looks the most aesthetically pleasing to you. Other side, maybe? Yeah. That's good, dude. Oh, fuck me.
This is going good so far.
I like this. I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Looking decent, bro.
So freaking shredded, my guy.
Like, to me, it doesn't look like it. Today's not too bad, though. Over 70, 80, up to 100. See how that looks?
I think this is the first time I'm seeing you sort of like getting pumped. Because usually it's just been like your natural, but now I can see you just getting fucking pumped. Like, damn.
Yeah. My chest has never been. I feel like I have a tiny baby little chest.
Ah, man.
Like the smallest of chests.
There you go. You got 18 to 50 mil on there.
You want me to keep it recording too?
It's been recording, yeah.
Cool.
Have fun with it. Let me take a sip of water first, actually.
Brother. brother. I see what you're saying. Typically, I don't see these things.
It is fun just walking around with a camera, right?
I like this camera. It's a lot like sleeker than the GoPro was.
Yeah.
Or not even than the GoPro was, but like, you know what I mean.
That's what I love about the newer mirrorless cameras that Sony has been releasing.
Mm-hmm.
They put all this power into like the small body.
Yeah.
But you just gotta know how to use it, or else it will just overheat on you. So maybe that's why in the future I might upgrade to the FX30.
Mm-hmm.
It's still it's very similar to this, but it has a fan inside of it. So then easy 4K vlogs or 4K podcasts,
yeah,
whatever you need. Even this, if I'm just like doing vlog stuff or trying to record videos, it does 4K easy.
Yeah. The hard part with the 4K, dude, is like I have so many times where like I just don't have memory. So it's just like I have to transfer everything over, and I'm like, it's too much sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, at this rate, in probably like a month or something, I'll have to buy a second 4TB hard drive. It's going out.
That's what I'm
fast.
Saying. That's why I just shoot in 1080 for right now. I'm like, I'll just keep doing that and we're good to go. Alright, ready? This thing's so nice.
Back in the gym. Oh, this makes me feel so happy.
No, I'm glad to have you here, man. I know sometimes it's hard to get ourselves into the gym or just doing anything at all sometimes, so.
Very hard.
Just doing this, like filming one in public or like doing podcasts, doing any sort of work, running, walking, like it takes so, like it's sometimes the hardest thing is just getting there, but as soon as we get there, it's just like everything is just so much easier at that point in time.
Right.
So. That's what I try to constantly remind myself of. I'm like, if I just start, then like I'm golden.
Yeah, that was like the main thing I remember from our last conversation at Red Rocks. It's the first steps that take the discipline, and then the rest is easy because it's fueled by motivation from having that discipline.
It's also like once you start walking too, it's just like, oh, this is nice. I like this, and then you just enjoy the journey through it.
Right.
All right, let's see if I can do these. I was 100, but we'll take 95. Fuck, dude. All
good shit, man.
Thanks, dude.
I especially love the tracking in this because it's powered by AI.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to click on you once and it just recognizes you, man. Through anything. I fucking love it.
See, that's nice. Yeah, I've just kind of come to trust. I'm just like, that's why I like the GoPros, because I don't have to constantly like look down at the camera. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of get it. I've come accustomed to it, but obviously it does take time to get to that point, because when I first started filming, I was like, am I looking at it, like, is it at the right place? It always seems like it is.
You gotta get used to it.
Exactly.
Especially when you get the settings though.
Mm-hmm.
Like compared to our first videos, when I didn't really knew how the tracking works, compared to now, it just locks onto you, and it's just good.
Yeah, just good. Which, did you do anything with the footage that I gave you last time then, or no?
I'm started putting it together. I have an idea,
mm-hmm.
especially with the beginning and the end, and that's like the most important part of the video.
Yeah.
Because then you can format the rest depending on the beginning and the ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like starting to study storytelling now. I got books and stuff.
Because like if you had to have a give an estimate on when you think you could get the project done, when do you think you would be able to have like a draft finalized?
I mean, probably easily within the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest goal is to just get some bunch of stuff done before school starts again, because mm-hmm. it starts on the 16th. So I'm hoping this next week I'll have a good draft ready to go. And then the week after that, just like music, sound effects, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have a nice story to tell.
Sweet. Yeah, because I know if it's just like, oh, I'll get to this when I'm ready, but then it's like, when are you ever going to be ready type of thing? So it's
right.
A little difficult.
And you can never be ready.
No. You gonna do one more set, or are you good
with your
set?
Even though my arms and everything is starting to die, but we still got shoulders after this.
You're good, dude.
Oh.
You bueno.
It's always a left shoulder too.
Yeah, that's how mine was too. No, it's always been my right one for some odd reason.
I swear, it's the left shoulder for everyone that wants to work out. I wonder why that is.
Push it. It's 10, 15. Do not have. Just smells like hot chocolate. Do you smell hot chocolate? I smell hot chocolate.
Really? Oh, we're on to shoulders now?
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Did that with 22s
yeah.
for warm up?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Oh. I'm gonna get those 10s right there.
Yes.
All right, so what was that? You did some flies,
so I did
and
10 to the side,
uh-huh.
and then 10 in front.
Like this or like neutral grip?
So I usually go this way, but I've had friends tell me you can go supinated, but I've always just gone like overhand.
Okay. I don't usually do neutral grip because I do two different exercises, one like this to get that upper chest,
mm-hmm.
and then one like this to get the front delts.
Yeah.
I usually do them on the cables. They burn like a bitch.
I've always liked dumbbells. I find more joy in doing dumbbells.
Really?
Yeah. Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Attaboy.
Once my shoulders are a little warmed up, I might go heavier.
Don't feel like you have to, dude. Like, just stay where you feel comfortable doing it, but push yourself a little bit. No, they're not 30s, dude.
What are you looking for?
I want 30s.
30s? 35.
Yeah, there's only one. That's the same thing with the thing over there, too. It's like, how are there no...
That's like the best reason to become super strong, because then you don't have to worry about finding weights.
Dude, I've just never, like, I've never not seen 30s, but, oh well. Alright. Let's try this once more. Just want some 30s. I don't want 37s. Fine. I don't want 37s, but...
When you can't go lighter, you go heavier.
That's all there is. I'd wanted 30s, but sometimes when you don't get what you want, you gotta do something else instead.
What are you thinking?
What?
You don't want to go like 3 sets or 5, 6 sets? What are you thinking?
We're doing 3 sets here.
3 sets? Okay. So we got 2 more?
You have 2 more, I have 1 more.
Oh yeah. You warmed up with 22s.
Yeah, then I had to go up to 37s. Like a fucking champ, bud. Oh. And then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
On the cables, I can go so much heavier.
Yeah, that's why.
Dumbbells.
That's why I like dumbbells, dude.
It's a completely different feeling.
You have to actually work. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have to work on cables, but it's just a different level of effort.
Doing all these weights is making the camera feel so light.
That's what we want. Okay. Oh. Dude. Unless you want to call it for you. So you did twice as much on that last one.
Yeah, I did that because this is pretty light.
Gotcha. You know,
the dumbbells, the most I've done is like 22 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I switched to the cables because I could feel the burn and like the muscles way more. So, and when I did switch to the cables, I did start seeing a little more growth than usual. So I guess it depends on what you want to do or just preference. Because both of them, the same exercise, they'll still grow muscles.
Exactly.
I just prefer cables, but...
Yeah, so we'll do...
It's good to change it up.
We'll do some mirror delts right after this. So if you want to call that good, we can just go off and do some cables.
I'll do a quick set. I usually knock out rear delts on back days.
Oh, yeah. No, I've always done it on shoulders. Mm. We'll just do one set on cables, most likely.
Okay.
And then I'm pretty gassed at that point, so finish up with a stretch, and then we can call it.
Oh, you do stretches after the workout?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do more static stretching, so I can do more holds. Mm. Ten, 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is that second set back to back there.
No, dude, you got it.
Burns
last 10.
It.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Attaboy. Good shit, dude. Hand this to you.
All right. Do you do the rear delts on the cables?
Yeah.
But.
Do you not stop recording? You just keep it recording the whole time, typically?
What?
On the camera. Do you mainly just keep it recording?
I'm just going to keep it recording.
Yeah.
Ugh. But when I have the tripod set up, I just record right when I'm about to begin.
Yeah.
And I just keep it going. And if I'm going to switch places, sometimes I stop it, sometimes I don't. Still experimenting with it.
We'll go over this way. Like, yeah, we'll just do this one.
First time here, and you instantly found the perfect machine for it.
For which one?
Yeah.
I wanted to do cables, but this will work. Just with this, just because, fuck, dude. This is why having a hat is nice, and I see why a Sam dude does it. Because, like, when you get on things where you put your chest against it, like... Ouch. It's going to feel in as it does.
This lighting is so pristine right now.
8, 9, 10.
Oh man, Caleb, you gotta see your back. The lighting with the sun shining in, it just looks so good.
You do yours, just watch the mic. So I don't know if you want me to hold the mic while you do your set.
Should I just clip onto my glasses?
And if you want to, you can try. We'll stay.
Let's find out.
Put it up. Oh, yeah, I guess that would work. I was thinking put it down, but I mean, if it stays that way, then.
Ah, that's true. Ah, clipped out of my hair. There we go.
That work?
Yeah, it's got some pretty good clips. So.
Okay.
How do I look?
Look good, dude. Look good. Look good as always.
Let's see. We'll do a light set just to get the feel of it again. With this, I always do like one light set to like really feel the muscles.
Just smart.
Because the rear delts are like kind of hard to target, right?
Yeah.
So just get that mind muscle connection going. I go really light, just go slow, really feel it. Sometimes I just like do this without weight, mm-hmm. just to feel like the traps and rear delts going. Get the movement ready. Because if I'm like not focusing my movement, I'm using chest.
Yep. Do your set.
Let's do it.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10, 11, 12.
Oh man, I'll probably stay at that because of how tired I am.
I can, so, you wanna know how I can tell that you're done?
Ah.
You're talking a lot more and not doing your set than you were at the beginning.
True.
You're distracting, you're like, oh, I'm just gonna chat and like, and there's nothing wrong with it, it's just,
I didn't even notice that, honestly.
That's why I was like, do your set, because I can tell that you're getting fatigued and you don't want to go. But these are the, like, moments like that, I think, are the most crucial ones, because that's where, like, I think true strength starts to come from, because that's when you have to dig deep.
Right.
I've worked out with so many people that I can tell, like, when they're at that point where it's like, all right, I'm done. I'm getting there, but I'm like, I'm still just pushing myself because I know I had like two more things that I wanted to do before getting to that point. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's just something that I noticed.
Thanks for telling me that. I wouldn't have noticed at all.
Yeah.
If you didn't point it out. Because yeah. That was like completely unconscious. Like, yeah, I do this. Like, it helps me much more. I'm just trying to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think of it as avoiding, but it's like, you're right, that's an unconscious thing.
Because we'll talk about certain things, like we'll be like, okay, I want to, like, we'll go down this lengthy route. And I think it's okay, like, when we did heavy, like, when I was doing bench at the beginning, because, like, when you go heavier, you need more time to recover in between your sets.
Right.
But with things like this, like the accessory things, these are things that I'm used to just being like, because your body doesn't need as much time to recover because the weight isn't as intense.
Right, there you go.
You said you were done, so I was like, I didn't know if you were done.
I said I was going to keep it at that weight.
Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Attaboy.
Are you done? One more?
Three sets.
Got it.
Nice. Three sets. Did you move this again?
What's up?
You're good.
Six, seven, eight.
No, one more, or you done?
One more. No more of that distraction. No more pussy talk. Oh my god, what?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Attaboy. See, I could have made us do the thing that Zach was telling us last time. I don't know if it was on the podcast episode or not, but like where you just What do you do with weights? You just go here.
Oh, I remember.
You go here, and then you can slowly go up, and you go back over, and you go back down. You just hold it here.
That's gonna fry everything.
I've done that with weights before. It's pretty really?
Fun. How did it go?
I mean, I enjoy it. Like, if we would have just been doing shoulders today, I would have been doing more of that. But since we weren't doing just shoulders,
right?
I was like, we'll just do a little shoulder workout. Where's your guys' turf area? Is it over there, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Drive your stuff.
Do you mind holding the tripod? I'll put it back in the bag in a minute. So basically go over to the glass and then take a hard right.
I hear so many of the kids here. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, steps over there. Oh, you said right. I took left.
That's a left.
Yeah.
Hard right, hard left. What's the difference?
I mean, they both get you to the same place, right?
Eventually. It is a big loop.
That's not what I was thinking.
So the squat racks are back there.
Oh, nice.
And the turf is right on your right.
Over there?
Yep.
But are they... I don't know. This is where I typically just stretch, I guess. Okay, so you got quite a few squat racks.
It's not that big, but it works.
I just want to do some.
I usually just stretch here.
That's all I was going to do, too.
So there's six squat racks there. And there's a bunch more stuff behind you. There's a little loose.
Fuck, dude.
That was cool.
Thanks.
Was that your dynamic stretching, or was that just a
show? I was just me fucking around for a minute. It abs yesterday, so I don't think I'll do them today. I'm curious. I might ask homeboy. See what he's trying to do. Are you trying to do anything with the handstands, or is it just... Sorry? Are you trying to do anything with the handstands, or just trying to get better at using, like...
Just trying to... Well, some days I do push-ups.
Yeah.
But I do those things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to, like, do a hold.
A hold? As long as I can. Are they easier with the bars, then, compared to, like, doing them flat-hand, do you know?
It's, like... It's different. It's just easier on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I were to, I do them almost every day, so if I, that's why I have to be easier on my wrist.
Yeah.
If I don't, then just, but it's different, you use a little different muscles, like,
Because are you trying to do, like, a planned jump then or anything like that, or you're just trying to just manly hold
well,
it right
eventually,
now?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to, like, I'm really not flexible enough to go from the, like, the static, but that's the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I've like, that's one of the things I've been wanting to do too, is just like go here.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't know if it, is it the hips mobility? Like, what, do you know what needs to be worked on to get that?
It's mobility a lot. And it depends on how long your arms. If you have longer arms, it's going to be easier. But since I don't really have that long of arms, so that just means you have to get down farther. Or like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like my arms are long either. It's just I've done yoga enough to where, like,
right.
I've kind of got that flexibility aspect.
We really have to like stretch our lower back hamstrings so that way we can like get down farther.
Because then the plans like the up, is that coming from the hip flexors then, or like where's that, like what muscle would you need, do you know? Because I personally don't know, so I was like, I wasn't sure.
It's kind of like a lot yeah. of different factors, a lot of different things mm-hmm. at play.
Gotcha. Do you mind if I try them on your,
yeah, sure.
your bars real quick?
Go ahead. I was doing planche earlier.
Like planche, I don't know what planche is. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh my god. Yeah, I see what you're saying. It is, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just find it easier in my wrist. So.
Mm-hmm. I've done it with, kettlebells before.
Oh.
That was a little bit. But, like, if I do, like, 80-pound, 90-pound kettlebells, yeah. it's like they should yeah. stay stationary. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
A good thing that I have to do is, like, that obviously will lift your hands off the ground a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it a little easier for the static. But, you really need ones that are like this high.
Okay.
Because that would be a good way if you wanted to be static.
Mm-hmm. And then the what is a plunge again? Like what? Because you said you were doing those earlier.
It's when you're like you're horizontal.
Oh, and you're holding it up.
Yeah. So when your back is like flat.
Yeah.
But I was doing those with a band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's how I learned muscle-ups was with the band, was, yeah. like, having that and helped me up there.
Yeah.
So that helped out a lot, too. We're also matching, dude. We got the yeah, Under Armour green shirts chain on. Fucking love it, brother.
Doing handstands.
Right? I was like, hey, it's just, it's another version of me, I guess. Thanks, man. Yeah, we, the other gym I go to, the Vasta, typically, and there's this guy that I ran into there. I don't know if you guys, if you've seen those, like, the plat things. Like, they're red, like, they're step-up blocks that they use, and I think maybe in Pilates. But he'd set them up, like, down the turf, and we just do, like, hand balancing, like, walking up and down. It's fun, man. It's real fun. I just want to get to the point where, like, I can go, like, one hand or something like that. I feel like that'd be pretty sick, but I just, like...
I've done that against the wall, but it's, like...
Sand. The wall, that's about as good as I can get it, because here and over.
Oh, that's good.
Like, it's not. There's. I know people say it's better to spread my legs. Yeah. I like making things difficult for myself for some reason. I could save myself a whole lot of effort if I didn't do it that way, but. What are you gonna do? Right? Caleb, by the way.
Kevin,
nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, nice to meet
appreciate you.
You,
man.
Yeah, no problem.
See, those are typically how I have interactions.
Yeah.
Those are the interactions that I would more like, those are the interactions that I enjoy having, not like the fabricated ones type of thing. Or it's just I see somebody, let's say, doing something that I myself already am doing. And we can kind of go from there.
And that was the type of interaction you wanted on camera too, right?
Exactly.
And we finally got a really good one.
Yeah. I don't know how much. I was just like, I'm just having a normal conversation. And that's what I was saying, dude. Like, if I just... I feel like if I don't make it a big deal, it's not a big deal. If you make it a big deal, then it becomes a big deal.
So when you start thinking about it, you just gotta not think about it and just go do it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like. It's basically like I'm just talking with you. And that's it. Like, there's no... It's just, I'm just having a conversation. Which I just like that mentality a lot more. But I'm still trying to figure out... Oh! How I could do that. But... Oh! Fuck, dude. Ouch. It's rough. How you feeling?
Feeling great.
Yeah.
We got a cool room downstairs that has really good lighting if you want to go pose there. I know you're not much of a poser. But
I'm farthest from a poser than...
I know. I saw it in the GoPro clips. You're like trying to pose. Like, it's obvious you don't pose.
No, I don't.
At all.
I've just never been a poser. And like, I say, I use it in two terms. I've never been somebody that's felt like I've had to pose for any reason. So. Believe in yourself, conquer your goals. That's all I do is believe. Believe, believe, believe.
You gotta teach me mobility sometime.
What?
You gotta teach me mobility stretches sometime.
I mean, this is all yoga stuff mainly, but I'm happy to. Like, what do you want to know?
Anything. My mobility is terrible.
What mobility aspects do you lack in most?
Legs.
Legs? So, if you want hips, a good one for hips is pigeon. That's the one that I always like. Where you just have your leg at a 90 degree angle in front of you. I think it was here. I mean, obviously, like, your face said that you can't even do a 90, which, I mean,
probably.
That's okay.
Probably not.
Like, I mean, that's where you can also do 90s. This also helps with your hips. Those do figure four as well, where you just put one leg in front of you and your other leg on top. Which, I mean, with this, if you really wanted to, go here, which will work your hip even more. So, I mean, there's a ton of mobility stuff, but that's why I like doing yoga, is because it brings together like the strength and the flexibility aspects of it,
mm-hmm.
which I've just always enjoyed. Because I feel like if you don't have the mobility, especially say like in your ankle, and you, like pistol squats, ankles are always a good thing to be able to do those. Sweet.
You good?
Yeah.
All right.
All good.
I'm gonna stop it there for now, and then if you wanna go do some posing.
Yeah, I mean, I can try, I've never done it.
I think it'd be a love to just have like a proper look at your pumped up body on camera.
You could do that.
Yeah, that was a good workout. We've been anticipating that one for like a long time.
Do you guys do hand balancing at all? Hand balancing? No.
What
no.
is that?
Like handstands.
Oh, no, we were just talking about how that's cool.
Yeah.
We gotta learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried or no?
I mean, I can do a handstand, but not like hold it.
Well, like, I mean, what's the difference between not holding one and holding one? Like, is it... Cause like, are you going too far forward? Or are you not going like far enough?
Yeah,
like,
I think it's a balance.
Yeah. No? I mean, balance is hard. I've struggled with balance for years. I still struggle with balance. Yeah. Like, I look at handstands as kind of like a little bit of a metaphor where it's just like if I'm holding the handstand, like I can kind of balance other things and it helps me focus on like just one thing.
Yeah.
Like we did a podcast with a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago and he was saying that the one time that his mind is completely blank is like when he's doing a handstand type of thing. And I was like, I kind of feel the exact same way. Whenever my mind is rushing, I can't hold it. But like if I just slow down and I just breathe and I just focus on the handstand, then I can hold it like no problem.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, if you guys ever want to have a lesson, I don't come here at all, but, like, I mean, he can't help you. The other, Kevin, was it Kevin? I don't remember his name.
I'm terrible with names. Yeah, don't even look at me.
I think you guys should probably sell yourself short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you could do it. Like, because if you really wanted to learn, like, I always recommend going up against a wall. So, like, instead of, like, doing your back against the wall, turn, go sideways and have, like, your stomach against the wall so you're not having as much of, like, a banana back arch. And then, like, I just did 5 minutes a day for, like, couple of months or so, and then I was able to hold it a lot better. So it's just a matter of just like, it doesn't have to be a lot, it's just a little bit every single day. Because if I was doing it for an hour or 2 hours or 10 minutes, 20 minutes, like I get frustrated and pissed off at myself and be like making no progress. So I was like, 5 minutes works for me. Yeah. Caleb, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Nicole, nice to meet you.
Peyton.
Peyton, nice to meet you. You guys have a good night.
It's always when I stop recording, Caleb. Every time.
That's when you're just like, alright, just...
From now on, I'm just never gonna hit the just stop recording button until I wave you off when we're in our cars.
Yeah, basically. I mean, so I think this is good because, like, it gets you used to seeing, like, I'm always going, even if it doesn't seem like I'm
there's no start-stop, it's just... constant. Because and that's where I want to be too, so this is good that I get to watch you and learn you.
Like half the time when I do it, I don't room.
That's the room, by the
this
way.
One people are in this room.
Yeah, usually
it doesn't class. Cyclist members reservations available to ensure space is in your favorite class. Please see the front desk for details.
You just want to go all the way to the end. Right here, usually. That's where I do it. Oh, there's a nice little corner here, too. I know it's not the best, but...
How'd the other room look? Have you tried this one?
Yeah, that one's pretty good, too.
Yeah, no, it's just sometimes, like, conversations, like, sometimes I just want to say it before I leave. So I just kind of go that route instead.
Yeah, just, like, go right under one of these lights.
No lighting at all.
Oh. Try this one out for size. Right here. God damn. Why you gotta look so good, man?
It's just hard work.
You're right. You deserve every bit of it.
Thank you. I just don't understand. It's just so interesting. I don't even know. Legs, a little diaper. See, I just don't understand. Oh, dude, my back, bro. Ow. See, I don't even know. There's something else. Like,
at me for a second. The mirrors have like a greenish tint to them.
Pass the fuck out. I've just never seen my back before. Then if it's a fucking... That's what running does. Exercise.
This is, in fact, very inspiring.
Diet, hard work, discipline, starvation in some regards, too. So, it's a little bit of everything.
Is there.
I used to be able to do backflips, and really? I landed on my face, and now I'm absolutely terrified to do backflips now. So,
who wouldn't?
I just don't do them as much as I once did.
Who wouldn't be terrified?
I don't even know what I'm weighing at right now. It's probably. Actually, I don't know.
All right. Now I'm gonna do some posing, just so. I can get that.
Do you want me to get clips of you doing it or no?
I don't need clips right now.
You want me to take your audio too? You want to call that good or you want to keep?
Let's call it good.
Works for me. That was good, dude. I don't know how it was going to be received or what people think, but I think that worked. Yeah.